Dominic was striding through the throng towards him. He took another gulp of Norfolk tears in reflex. People seemed to teleport out of her way, for fear of heavy bruising should her swaying hips catch them a glancing blow. Dominic was 26, almost as tall as him. Sports mad, she had cultivated a splendidly athletic figure, straight blonde hair falling halfway down her back. She was wearing a small purple bikini halter and a split skirt of some shimmering silver fabric.
"Hi, Josh."
She plonked herself down on the edge of the couch and plucked his glass from unresisting fingers, taking a swift sip for herself. "Look what I ran up for us." She held up a processor block. 25 possibles, all we can manage, taking your poor feet into account. Should be fun. We'll start working through them tonight." Shadowy images flickered over the surface of the block. "Fine," Joshua said automatically. He hadn't got a clue what she was talking about. She patted his thigh and bounced to her feet. "Don't go away. I'm going to do my rounds here, and then I'll be back to collect you later."
Yes.
What else was there to say? He still wasn't sure who had seduced who the day after he returned from the rune ring, but he'd spent every night since then in Dominique's big bed, and a lot of the daytime, too. She had the same kind of sexual stamina as Jezebella, boisterous and frighteningly energetic. He glanced down at the processor block, datavising a file title request. It was a program that analyzed all the possible free-fall sexual positions where bounce-back didn't use the male's feet. The block's screen was showing two humanoid simulacrums running through contortional permutations. "Hello." Joshua tipped the processor block screen side down with an incredibly guilty start, datavising a shutdown instruction and code-locked the file. Ione was standing next to the couch, head cocked to one side, smiling innocently.
"Hello, Ione."
The smile widened. "You remembered my name."
"Hard to forget a girl like you."
She sat in the imprint Dominic had left in the cushions. There was something quirky about her, a suggestion of hidden depth. He experienced that same uncanny thrill he had when he was on the trail of a laymill artifact, not quite arousal, but close.
"I'm afraid I forgot what you do, though," he said.
"Same as everyone else in here, a rich heiress."
"Not quite everybody."
"No?" Her mouth flickered in an uncertain smile.
"No, there's me, you see. I didn't inherit anything."
Joshua let his eyes linger on the outline of her figure below the light blouse. She was nicely proportioned, skin silk-smooth and sun-kissed. He wondered what she would look like naked.
"Very nice," he decided.
"Apart from your ship, the Lady Macbeth."
"Now it's my turn to say you remembered." She laughed.
"No, it's what everyone is talking about. That and your find. Do you know what's in those laymill memory crystals?"
"No idea. I just find them. I don't understand them."
"Do you ever wonder why they did it, kill themselves like that? There must have been millions of them, children, babies. I can't believe it was suicide, the way everyone says."
"You try not to think about it when you're out in the ruin ring. There are just too many ghosts out there.
Have you ever been in it?"
She shook her head.
"It's spooky, Ione." "Really, people laugh, but sometimes they'll creep in on you out of the shadows if you don't keep your guard up. And there are a lot of shadows out there. Sometimes I think it isn't made of anything else."
"Is that why you're leaving?"
"Not really. The ruin ring was a means to me, a way to get the money for Lady Mac. I've always planned on leaving."
"Is tranquility that bad?"
"No, it's more of a pride thing. I want to see Lady Mac spaceworthy again. She got damaged quite badly in the rescue attempt. My father barely made it back to Tranquility alive. The old girl deserves another chance. I could never bring myself to sell her. That's why I started scavenging, despite the risks. I just wish my father could have stayed around to see me succeed."
"A rescue mission?"
She sucked in her lower lip, intrigued. It was an endearing action, making her look even younger. Dominic was nowhere to be seen, and the music was almost painfully loud now, the band just hitting their stride. Ione was clearly hooked on the story, on him. They could find a bedroom and spend a couple of hours screwing each other's brains out. And it was only early evening,
This party wouldn't wind down for another 5 or 6 hours yet. He could still be back in time for his night with Dominique.